Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is the audiobook by Dr. Billy Brim, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter Shelley Brim. This classic teaching will guide you to discover the truth about the blood of Jesus and the glory of God. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
In some eternal moment, in some heavenly place, the one we call Savior agreed to fulfill the Father's great plan of redemption. First in heaven and eventually at Calvary, our Lord Jesus offered himself through the eternal Spirit without spot to God. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. The psalmist records Jesus' words in glorious contrast to the rebellious words of Lucifer. Quote, "Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God." Psalm 40, verses 7 and 8. See also Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 through 10. In what is a great mystery, God the Son became the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." The circular bloodline. The bloodline began in heaven. It circled earthward first in revelation through types and shadows, for God had to reveal to fallen man the place and the power of the blood of the Lamb to redeem him. God himself shed the first blood in type when he made coats of animal skins to cover man. Blood would cover man until he was again fit for glory. The blood of every animal on every legitimate altar of Old Testament times was to reveal the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." The precious blood was manifested in the earth when Jesus came. John the Baptist looked upon Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1, verse 29. The earthly part of the blood's path was consummated when the manifested Lamb poured out his life in his blood on Calvary's altar. The circle of the blood turned upward again on the third day. Our Lord Jesus Christ arose, triumphed over death, hell, and the grave, and carried his own precious blood into the heavenly Holy of Holies, where it was accepted for man. The resurrected Lamb closed the circle, giving glory to God the Father. The powerful, redemptive blood is returned to its heavenly terminal. Therefore, before the throne of the living God, the blood ever speaks mercy for man. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. Oh, what a planner! Oh, what a plan! Chapter 9, The Bloodline. God drew a bloodline from heaven to earth and back to heaven. Our question is, can believers draw a bloodline? In my quest after the place of the blood of the Lamb as a primary weapon against the strategies of the enemy, I came across an amazing incident. A minister and his wife, named Stevens, were conducting meetings in Canada in a large church. They had left their children at home in the southeastern part of the United States in the care of grandparents. The Canadian meetings were inflicting great damage to the kingdom of darkness. Many were coming to new life in Jesus, and many were being set free from bondages of Satan. Don Gossett gave the following account in his book, Praise Avenue. Because of this success, the devil became infuriated and began to torment Brother Stevens with the thought that he was going to kill the Stevens children. Brother Stevens said, "Devil, you're a liar. You cannot kill my children." To this, the devil seemed to say, "Oh, yes, I can, for I have put rabies upon the foxes in the woods adjoining your property." Immediately, Brother Stevens remembered the reports of friends who had seen foxes roaming on his land before he had left Tennessee. In simple, childlike faith, Brother Stevens gathered together three other believers. Together, they agreed in prayer. And by faith, they drew a bloodline of protection around the Stevens property. A week later, Brother Stevens received a letter from his brother back in Tennessee. He said, "Today I was out walking. I walked around the edge of your property. Lying on the boundary of your land, I found 5 dead foxes. We had the heads examined and found they were rabid. The foxes had dropped dead when they tried to cross the bloodline." When Reverend Gossett heard this, he had his answer. For a long time, thieves had been regularly breaking into his ministry office, vandalizing and causing great devastation. The Gossetts installed security devices. They worked with police. Nothing stopped the intruders until when I heard this story, Don Gossett wrote, "I decided to draw a bloodline. I called my wife and family together. By faith, we drew a bloodline around our offices. That was in 1969. We've never had a break-in at our office since." Is there a Bible basis for drawing a bloodline? Decidedly, yes. The scarlet thread. The bloodline runs like a scarlet thread from Genesis to Revelation, revealing God's great plan of redemption. To work his plan, God chose a man, Abraham. The man became a family. The family became a nation. Through this nation, chosen and separated, God would bring forth his written word, and eventually, the body prepared for the Lamb. At the birth of the nation from a multitude of slaves, God met the children of Israel in Egypt with the bloodline. In fact, he instructed them to draw it themselves, for he particularly revealed the power in the blood to protect in the first Passover. The night death passed over. After 9 terrible plagues, Pharaoh still refused to let God's people go. With the 10th, a great terror, God would bring his people Israel out of the land of Egypt. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 21. Moses informed Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. And all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts." Exodus chapter 11, verses 4 and 5.
A close inspection of God's account is required to see what He revealed.
Exodus chapter 12, verses 1, 3, 5 through 7, and 11 through 13. Verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, Speak ye into all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. He shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. And I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods, princesses of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. It is important to see that this plague was judgment. Sin was judged in the day man fell. Man was due judgment. But God in mercy had held off the fullness of judgment. On this night, God would lift His withholding hand and allow the destroyer to execute the sentence of the law of sin and death. A dilemma existed. The children of Israel, as the sons of Adam, were also due the stroke of judgment, and Satan knew it. But God already had provided for the salvation of man, a lamb. A lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. The token of the blood displayed upon their houses would withhold judgment. Moses instructed the people how to draw a bloodline the destroyer could not cross. Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 through 23.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's audiobook, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter, Shelley Brim. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our authority conference at our home church in a glorious church fellowship. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming authority conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 29th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. For more information about the Tulsa Area Authority Conference, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.